This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
3 years after its launch, the Houston Tillotson University Jazz Orchestra got the honor of performing with one of the most prestigious bands in the genre. As KUT's Katie McAfee tells us, it wasn't easy getting there, and the band has big plans for the year ahead.
Marlon Martinez remembers standing on stage and peering out at the crowd this past April in Norfolk, Virginia. All 2,500 seats in the concert hall were sold out. It was a short set, but Martinez put everything she had into it.
I was definitely hungry after, because I was like, put all my energy in there.
Martinez plays the baritone sax with the Houston Tillotson University Jazz Orchestra. Out of more than 100 historically black colleges and universities across the nation, only 12 were selected to attend the residency with Wynton Marsalis in Virginia. And for those unfamiliar,
he's truly one of the greatest trumpet players out here, for real. He's played with so many of the great legends that we've heard from, and he himself is a legend.
Some of you have heard Marsalis play every week for decades. He's the musician behind the CBS Sunday morning theme song. At the April residency, two schools were selected to perform before Marsalis' jazz orchestra, including Houston Tillotson University. Martinez says it was the experience of a lifetime.
It's a crazy opportunity. It's an enriching opportunity, and it's definitely something that, like, you just can't get anywhere.
And that's partly because 3 years ago, when Martinez was a freshman, Houston Tillotson's jazz program was just getting started. That's when Jeremy George took a leap of faith and left his job teaching music on the high school level to be Houston Tillotson's director of jazz studies.
Before I moved here and took this job, I didn't know anything about Houston Tillotson University. You know, I was over in Florida, like, working Houston Tillotson, this job opening where? Where is it? Let me look that up in Austin. Oh, okay.
Since developing the jazz program, George realized even some people in Austin don't know about Houston Tillotson. It's a small three-block campus on the city's east side. There are only about 40 music majors out of about 1,000 students. The music department is more of a music hallway. George was over the moon when he found out his students were selected to play in Virginia. But being a small school, it was also stressful. They needed to raise $30,000 to make the trip happen.
You know, a lot of schools, they have travel budgets. We don't have the same resources. We don't have huge pots of money that we could just say, oh, okay, we're going on a trip. Like, we had to fundraise every dollar.
George was making calls to anyone that would donate money to the trip. Seriously, anyone.
I called my mom. I said, Mom, you know anybody that, you know, businesses, different things like that.
They made it work. Every student got to fly to Virginia. It was the first flight some students had ever been on. And they didn't come back empty-handed.
Our piano player, he got most outstanding pianist. We got most outstanding bass, most outstanding drummer, most outstanding clarinet, and most outstanding sax section.
That most outstanding piano player is Josh Lister. Like his bandmate Marlon Martinez, he just completed his third year. But unlike Martinez, he's not calling his experience playing before Wynton Marsalis a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Because I'm a firm believer that, you know, I believe we all got great plans and great features.
And Martinez thinks that's true for Lister, too. She says she won't be surprised if he plays with Marsalis 50 more times in his life.
Can nobody make my head bob like Josh Lister right here. He be playing that piano, I'm just like, I enjoy every second of it.
Both of them will soon get the opportunity to perform on a massive stage again. And people in Austin who maybe haven't familiarized themselves with Houston Tillotson will get a chance to hear them too. In October, the Jazz Orchestra will perform at one of the city's most sought-after stages, the Austin City Limits Music Festival. I'm Katie McAfee in Austin.